Stories of Great Christians. From its radio studios in Chicago, the Moody Bible Institute greets its friends everywhere with Chapter 9 in the transcribed story of Eric Alfred Nelson, the Apostle to the Amazon.
Eric Alfred Nelson had made his decision. Brazil needed missionaries. It was a known fact that it had only a few scattered witnesses for Christ. Nelson, of course, didn't know the language, nor did he have an education. But he knew his Lord and his message, and he knew he must be true to this divine imperative.
Eric, have you thought this thing true?
Mama, I tell you, I've thought of nothing else for the last few months.
Your Brazil is such a long distance.
But that is why I must go, Pa. No one else is going.
But you have just met such a nice girl. You should get married first.
No, Mama. I have thought about that, too. First, I must go to the field to see what is needed and to see what can be done. Then I will ask Ida to come, if God so wills.
You have no support, son. Don't forget that.
I have my two hands. I can work for a living.
When you don't know the language. Eric, let me raise some money for you. I have a few friends.
Oh, Pa, you may not understand, but please listen to me. I want favors of no one. And how can I ask? I'm not even ordained. I cannot claim to be a missionary until I get on the field and prove myself. I don't have the necessary education. No mission board would accept me. I only have my desire and my Lord. And that is why I must go this way. If it's God's will, he can take care of me.
Yeah, it is a strange way to go, son. Without support. Without authorization.
And we may never see you again.
Mama.
Anna, we cannot keep our boy from doing God's work.
Papa, let me ask you something. What support did you have? What authorization did you have when you first began to hold Sunday school in Sweden and when you began to preach in America?
None. We all must do what we feel is right. Our prayers go with you, Eric. God bless you, son.
Please, do you have a good map of South America? What about North and South America? Yeah, it must have all the important ports on it. Ah, that is the one I want right there. Yeah, thank you. Sir, this is the finest farm as you ever find anywhere. My brothers have been taking care of it while I've been busy preaching. Now, you don't have to pay cash. I will take a reasonable down payment. The price is right, isn't it? Why am I selling it for you and to ask you to buy it? Well, sir, I'm going to Brazil.
Son, you're sure you know what you are doing?
Papa, I told you why I must go to Brazil.
I don't mean that, son. That's settled. I mean about taking the train to Galveston, Texas.
Oh, well, Pa, I looked it up on a big map I bought. Galveston is the nearest port to Brazil from Kansas. It'll be much cheaper to get a ship from there.
All right, boy, if you're sure.
Son.
Mama. What can I say? I will be praying for you. I hope you will remain strong and well.
We will, Eric.
Yeah.
I will take good care of your mother, Eric. You just get busy learning the language and preaching the gospel.
If you care to write to me at Galveston, I'll be going to the Mallory steamship line for my ticket. I'll send you my regular address as soon as I can.
No, wait now. Let me jot that down. Steamship lines. Galveston. Yeah, thank you, Eric.
Board! All aboard for Pine Shop!
God bless both of you. And thank you for coming this far.
God bless you, Eric, my boy.
Yeah, fight. Fight the good fight, son.
I guess I better get inside. No, wait. No, there's one more thing I'd like to ask. Mama, if you should see Ida Lundberg, tell her goodbye for me. And tell her I'll write.
Tickets, please.
Here you are, conductor.
Oh, you're really going places, mister. You change at Kansas City.
I've always thought they sold these tickets by the foot. I seem to be the only one in this car.
Yeah, only about 10 people in the whole train. But we'll pick up a few more.
We're on time, are we?
Well, let's see now. Yep. You'll make the connection, all right. Say, Galveston is sure a long ways off. If you don't mind, I'm going to sit down for a spell. Care to see a newspaper?
Yeah, it is one.
You got one in my pocket. Found it in the other car. Never bought a newspaper in the 30 years I've worked for the railroad. Yeah, this one's from KC. Day old, but probably news to both of us, huh?
Yeah, thank you.
What's the matter?
These headlines about Brazil's former king.
Say, I bet you didn't hear about that. Dom Pedro died in Paris, in exile, you know.
Yeah, I do know. They forced him off the throne in Brazil about 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Maybe Dom Pedro's the last we'll hear of kings and emperors in this hemisphere.
I hope so. At least Brazil is now a republic.
You're a strange one now. You sure know a lot about Brazil for a fellow who's headed for Galveston.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
This is the Mallory Steamship Company.
Yes, sir.
My name is Eric Nelson. I wonder if there's any mail for me here.
Nelson? I can check right here. L-M-N? No. Doesn't seem to be anything. Have you tried general delivery at the post office?
I gave this address. If there was any mail, it would have come here.
I see.
I want to purchase a ticket to Belém, Brazil.
I'm sorry, Mr. Nelson, but we don't have any ships sailing to Brazil from Galveston.
But I thought your company ran ships to South America.
We do, but they sail from New York, not Galveston.
Oh, no.
We only have occasional coaster steamer for Caribbean ports.
Then I was wrong. I thought this being the closest port to Brazil, and since your company had office here, New York.
Well, sir, we do have ships going to New York. In fact, one scheduled to sail tomorrow. And really, Mr. Nelson, it won't cost you much more. Besides, it's the only way to get to Brazil, by way of New York.
All right. I'll take a ticket to New York.
First class?
Oh, no. Third class.
Yes, sir.
And it's a clergy ticket.
Clergy? Yeah, I'll have to see your credentials, sir.
Credentials? But I have none.
Surely, sir, you understand we can't give a clergy discount unless we have documentary proof.
Look, my friend, I'm going to Brazil as a missionary. You must take my word for it. I have only so much money and no more. I must have this discount, especially now that I must go by way of New York.
I'm sorry, Mr. Nelson, but I must have some proof. Perhaps you have something, something to show your status?
Well, here's my Bible. It's worn, and you can see that it's used constantly.
Yes, sir.
And there's another thing. Proof that I'm telling the truth. That I'm going to be a missionary.
Yes, sir.
You are looking at it. My face.
Big city, ain't it, Mac?
That is New York, sailor?
Sure is.
We made good time.
14 days out of Galveston. Not bad. We should have made it in 12, though.
Tell me, I'm supposed to catch the Mallory steamer bound for Brazil. Do you think we'll dock in time?
You're sailing to Brazil?
I was told we could make connections or
something. You see that ship over there, Mac? The one that's heading out to sea? Take a good look at her flag.
It's the same as ours.
Right, the Mallory flag. Sorry, Mac, but that's your ship to Brazil. Too bad we're a couple days late. You missed her.
Mind if I sit down beside you, sir?
Not at all.
Jeffrey Temple is the name.
Eric Nelson's mine.
Pleased, I'm sure. Our worship service will start in a few minutes. Perhaps you'd like to join me.
Yeah, I would.
The Seaman's Mission does a wonderful job here in New York, don't you think? Maintaining a home for the sailors, telling them of Christ.
It's a very fine place for sailors to stay.
Where are you heading for?
Brazil.
Well, now, isn't that a coincidence? I've just come from there. I'm on my way to England.
How marvelous that God caused us to meet. I have many questions I would like to ask.
Where are you going in Brazil?
I plan to sail to Belém.
Oh, my. I wouldn't advise that. Belém's a cesspool of yellow fever. Our ship wouldn't even stop at Belém on the way up here. Must you go to Belém?
I don't know. About all I know is that I must go to Brazil as a missionary. No one is doing very much along the Amazon River, and Belém is its coastal port.
I say, old chap, take the word of a man who's been there. Go to the state of Maranhão. That's just to the south of Belém. Belém's in the state of Pará, as you probably know. Really, old man, it will be much safer.
Safer? I don't know what to think. First, I was wrong about sailing from Galveston. And then I missed my ship from New York. I do not know if I will have enough money to get to Brazil. And I must stay in New York for who knows how long. And now I mustn't go to Belém. There's yellow fever. Perhaps God doesn't even want me to go at all.
And so we conclude Chapter 9 in the transcribed story of Eric Alfred Nelson, Apostle to the Amazon. The story was adapted for radio from the book of the same name, written by L.M. Bratcher and published by the Broadman Press. This is another in the series of stories of great Christians which come to you from the radio studios of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.